A movie that tossed a lot of human life overboard was a big winner at the Academy Awards. A single exchange in No Country for Old Men gets across the brutality of the hitman at the center. He aims a gun at a man who asks, "Are you going to kill me?" To which the killer responds, "That depends. Can't you see me?" NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports on the award-winning film.
The Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, had been favorites to win Oscars, and their Texas crime saga No Country for Old Men earned 4, including Best Picture, Directing, and Best Adapted Screenplay. Holding one of his trophies, Joel Coen talked about having collaborated on movies with his brother since childhood.
Honestly, what we do now doesn't feel that much different from what we were doing then, and we're very thankful to all of you out there for letting us continue to play in our corner of the sandbox. So thank you very much.
Coen's brother Ethan was a man of fewer words. He gave a brief thanks for his first award and the second time.
I don't have a lot to add to what I said earlier. Thank you.
Javier Bardem, the man who played a psycho killer in the Coen brothers' film, went home with a Best Supporting Actor award.
Thank you to the Coens for being crazy enough to think that I could do that and put one of the most horrible haircuts on history over my head.
The Spanish actor was one of the Europeans who swept the top acting awards, among them Irish actor Daniel Day-Lewis, who won for There Will Be Blood, British actress Tilda Swinton for her supporting role in Michael Clayton, and French actress Marion Cotillard, who played singer Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose. In the movie, Cotillard mouthed the lyrics, but backstage after winning, she showed off her own singing voice.
Padam, padam, padam. Il arrive en courant derrière moi.
And for reporters backstage, Cotillard remained surprised for having won for Best Actress.
I'm totally overwhelmed with joy and sparkles and fireworks and everything which goes like bomb, bomb, bomb.
The Best Original Song Award went to the tune Falling Slowly from the indie musical Once.
I don't know you, but I want you.
After performing the song, Dublin musician Glenn Hansard accepted the award first.
This is amazing. Make art, yeah, thanks.
And as his 19-year-old Czech co-winner Markéta Erdlová stepped up to the mic, the orchestra cut her off. But after a commercial break, host Jon Stewart brought her back for her own moment in the spotlight. In his opening monologue, The Daily Show star joked about the presidential election, the stars, and the Hollywood writers' strike.
These past 3.5 months have been very tough. Town was torn apart by a bitter writers' strike, but I'm happy to say that the fight is over. So tonight, welcome to the makeup sex.
Hollywood writers have only been back at work for 2 weeks, and many who watched the ceremony say it was evident in the canned movie montages and the show's writing, with weaker jokes and even stiffer than usual speeches, like this obtuse intro from Harrison Ford.
Movies are made of ideas and pictures and words.
Diablo Cody held her Best Original Screenplay Oscar for the movie Juno and dedicated it to her fellow writers. There were a few insider's jokes, but for Oscar's big night, residual tensions over the Hollywood writer's strike seemed to have been swept under the red carpet. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.
Our Oscar coverage would not be complete if we didn't tell you that NPR's Oscar Photo Caption Contest is in full swing. Check out the pictures, propose your own captions, and come back later today. We'll be putting the liveliest ones on a slideshow. It's at npr.org/Oscars. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.